Corsican Brothers, from the novel by Alexandre Dumas. Griffo has brought terrible news to Madame de Franchi that her son has been stabbed by the Gadici. Meanwhile, in Paris, Madame's other son, Louis, has just been told the truth about his family existing in Corsica. Realizing that his place is with them, he tells his adopted uncle that he must go to Corsica to be with them. His uncle declares that if he recognizes his family, he will be disinherited. Louis Prevost, with his friend Pierre, stare at the elderly man aghast.
You don't mean this, monsieur.
And why not? We've brought this boy up, gave him education, polished him, lavished everything that money could buy on him. And what does he do now? He turns round and tells me that he prefers his family in Corsica, a family of which he has heard nothing until this moment.
But they're my own flesh and blood.
And we are nothing. You've made that quite apparent. You are the most ungrateful boy that it's ever been my misfortune to meet.
Don't say that, Monsieur Prevost. Put yourself in Louis's place. I told you what I told Louis, that his mother is on that island defenseless. There's one other son, Louis's twin. But I fear that something frightful has happened to him.
No, you have no proof of this.
Only that Louis became so ill at 3 this morning. There's something between these two boys, a bond. It happened with the other twin.
Oh, not as closely as this, surely. And the twins have been separated since birth.
Oh, but don't you understand? These boys were one. A doctor was called in to separate them. There's something more than the bond of two brothers.
Ah, stuff and nonsense. Well, Louis, you have my last word. Go to Corsica, and you need never come back to this house.
My duty is plain, sir. If I were not to go to Corsica, my own flesh and blood would think me a coward, and nobody could ever accuse me of that. Is that really your last word?
Yes. There's nothing more to say.
Very well. In that case, I better go and say goodbye to my aunt.
No, don't trouble. When I tell her my story, when I tell her how ungrateful you've been, she won't wish to see you ever again.
Uncle, are you dismissing me as quickly as this? All in a matter of minutes, without any thought, without any consideration as to the true state of affairs?
I've heard enough and seen enough to judge for myself. We've brought up someone who is not worthy of the Prevost name. I shall tell your aunt now. Goodbye, Louis.
Goodbye, Uncle.
Oh, Louis, what can I say?
There's nothing to say, Pierre.
If only I hadn't gone to Corsica. If only I hadn't tried to pry into the secret. Your mother was terrified. She told me to keep out, to stop asking questions, and now I... Oh, Louis.
I'm glad. My uncle has always been a hard man, but I didn't think that he could be as hard as this. To dismiss me without any consideration at all.
It's a most difficult position. I don't know what to say, Louis. Of course, the decision rests with you.
The decision has already been made. You saw how my uncle acted?
I know, but if you were to go to him now, all would be well.
Now that I know the truth, there's only one place for me, Corsica and my mother. It's then that I can discuss what's to be done.
And Mademoiselle Latouche?
She'll understand. She loves me. She's to be my wife. I must go to her at once and tell her the truth about myself.
But are you sure that... that...
Sure about what?
Oh, nothing, Louis. Go to Mademoiselle Latouche, and I hope all will be well.
I'll turn right round. The back. How is the back, Annette? Beautiful. Oh, Emily, such slender lines. If only I were like you.
If you were not so fond of truffles and game and sweet cakes, you would be like me, Annette.
Never. Oh, Emily, you are so lucky. A handsome young beau who's soon to be your husband. And that wonderful chateau with a lake.
And the peacocks. Don't forget the peacocks.
Oh, if only I were as fortunate.
You may be. The soiree at the Telecombs tonight will draw many important people. Franz Liszt is playing, and you know what that means.
And I have heard... Why, Annette, it's an idea for you.
What is this?
My aunt tells me that a captain has lately come to Paris. A captain who has spoken with the king himself and who has received at court. His name is Captain Chateau Renaud. He will be there. What of it?
What of it, indeed? It is rumored that he is fabulously rich, that he has half a dozen ships, and makes enormous money wherever these ships go. Why don't you set your cap at him?
Me?
Why not? I'll call the girls in, and we'll tighten your corsets. That'll give you some shape. And perhaps some blue ribbons instead of those ugly black ones you have in your hair. That might be an improvement. Remember the name, Captain Chateau Renault. I'll make it my business to seek him up for you as soon as we get there.
But you don't know him yourself.
Oh, but that's easy. Somebody will introduce us.
Oh, everything is so easy for you, Emily. What it is to be...
Oh, enter.
Yes, Yvette. A gentleman to see you, mademoiselle.
A gentleman to see me at this hour? Who is it?
It is Monsieur Pivot.
Did you pay well?
But we were to meet him later on this morning.
He says it is very urgent, mademoiselle.
In that case, I'd better go downstairs and see him. Call the girls in, Annette, and do something about that waist of yours. Where did you put him, Yvette?
He is in the room. He seems very upset, mademoiselle.
Upset? I just can't understand. And at this hour, couldn't you have waited?
Emily.
Louis, what are you doing here?
I came to see you most importantly, Emily, because, well, I don't feel in the mood for a soiree tonight, for people, but I had to see you alone.
What's the matter? Don't you realize that Franz Liszt will be playing tonight, and that if you missed him...
I'm sorry, I'm not in the mood for music or for anything else. I've come to say goodbye for the present.
Goodbye?
Yes. You of all the people in this world will understand, Emily. I know. Something's happened... Something very serious. I have to go to Corsica.
To Corsica?
Yes. I discovered something astounding. My mother is still alive.
But is that so astounding? Everybody has a mother alive or dead. Oh, I look so worried.
Well, it's just that there are complications. Emily, could you put off the soiree tonight? I want so to be alone. I want to tell you everything that's happened. There's so much to tell, so much to talk about.
Put everything off? With Franz Liszt himself saying... Are you out of your mind, Louis? Everybody will be there. The town's been talking about this soiree for months. Can't what you had to say wait until tomorrow?
I'm afraid not. In the first place, I'm much too upset. And in the second place, something might be happening in Corsica. Something very serious concerning my mother. Can you spare me half an hour?
I'm late already.
And you'll have to wait until I come back. You see, we're traveling tonight.
We?
Yes, Monsieur Godet and myself. We have to catch a boat early tomorrow at Toulon. And Emily...
Yes?
I'm not at home at the Rue Garbally anymore. I've quarreled with my uncle and aunt. I'm disinherited.
Disinherited?
Yes. It's all part of what's happened. Oh, Emily, if you could only spare me this evening...
Disinherited? You mean the money that was to be left to you? The chateau and the country will not be yours?
No, Emily.
I see.
But it doesn't make any difference, does it? You love me.
I love you? Oh, yes. Yes, of course I do. But I'm very sorry, Louis. Perhaps it's only a temporary quarrel.
I don't think so. You don't know my uncle. He's a very strange man. If it had been my aunt, things might have been different. But as it is now, I'm afraid we've parted for good.
I see. How very unfortunate.
But there will be prospects of a kind, Emily. I have my own money. Money that was given to me on my 21st birthday by my aunt. Not a great deal, but we shall be quite comfortable.
Oh, yes, yes.
But I can't make any definite plans. Not now. After this short visit to Corsica, I'll come back and then we can talk about our future.
But of course. Well, Louis, I'm very much behind with my time. I shall have to hurry upstairs. So I must say goodbye.
Goodbye, Emily. I'll be thinking of you, darling, all the time I'm away. I'll be back just as soon as I can.
Oh, don't hurry.
What?
Don't hurry if your business is urgent. I can wait. Goodbye, Louis.
Goodbye, my heart. My life.
Permit me to introduce Monsieur Captain Chateau Renault, Mademoiselle Emilie Latouche. I'm charmed to meet you.
Monsieur.
Perhaps you might think it impertinent to say that I've been wanting to meet you ever since your name was announced.
Thank you, monsieur. By a strange coincidence, I have been wanting to meet you.
Really? But I'm quite sure my charms as a male could not possibly equal yours as a female.
Oh, monsieur.
Why do you laugh?
Monsieur le Capitaine, your talk is, shall we say, unusual.
Some people call me an unusual man. Tell me, did you really want to meet me? I haven't been long in Paris.
I know. I wanted to meet you, monsieur, because there is a cousin of mine who has heard about you. She wants to meet you, and not knowing many people here, she was not able to arrange an introduction.
Indeed.
I am very outspoken, am I not, monsieur? She would be very angry if she knew that I had spoken such truth.
I admire frankness. You and I should get along very well together, mademoiselle.
I think so, too. In fact...
Yes, mademoiselle?
In fact, monsieur, I don't think I will introduce you to my cousin at all. I am selfish enough to claim your company entirely. If you have no objection.
Objections, mademoiselle? This is the most exciting moment since I've been in Paris. So sudden, so unexpected. You are the most unusual woman I've ever met. I hope nothing, nobody intrudes.
Emilie smiled up at the handsome Captain Chateau Renaud, a provocative light in her eyes, a bewitching smile on her lips. What thoughts flit through her mind as she talks gaily to her new acquaintance? And what of the man to whom she is betrothed, Louis Prevost? What difference will it make when Paris learns that Louis is one of the Corsican brothers?